Hi guys, it's us.
Podcast number six, Lee.
Number six.
Come on. And Gary's with us again.
Hi, Gary.
What on earth are you doing?
He's having a fit.
Twat. Who? Yeah. Why?
Gaz is drink driving.
Fucking stitches.
That's the only way to drive, isn't it?
So, yeah. Guys, what we're going to chat about on this episode.
I think it's time to finally tell everybody, Chuck.
Fucking hell, here we
why
go.
We reference gambling and stuff to you.
Loads of people have heard it.
I'd just like to say, guys, as well.
Fuck off. Stop. I like tapping the pen.
Before Chuck gets a bit serious, this podcast is brought to you and sponsored by William Hill Coral and Ladbrokes.
Betfred.
I'm joking.
Yeah, you forgot my mate, Betfred.
We've got no affiliations with them whatsoever. But if you would like to sponsor us and give Chuck a discount card, that'd be fucking brilliant.
No. Let's not get into that. Yeah, so what does any of you lot want to know anything? Like, because I have spoke about it, but is anything like...
Why?
Why? Fucking hell, Gaz.
Straight in there,
Gaz. Straight in. And you know what? I don't know. They reckon big wins get you. Like, I remember... You know you're doing your football bets on a Saturday?
No, because I don't gamble.
It's fucking me. It ruined football for me for about a year and a half, 2 years. It ruined football. Because, you know, once I'd stopped gambling, like, stopped betting on it, it's like, oh, I don't even want to watch it anymore because it was boring.
Do you class yourself as having a gambling problem or a gambling addiction?
Yeah,
or
I did. No, not now.
Do you class it as it's now
I could easily, yeah, but I could easily fall back into it. You know when I'm, like, having a bad day? Or something's happened. I always think about it.
Is it the thrill of it? Or?
They reckon, if you research it and all, I can't really put my finger on it, but it's like, they reckon it's the near misses. So when you're playing roulette, fucking laughing. It's not funny. It's not funny. Lee's almost half smirking at me. It's not big and not clever, everyone. It ruins lives. But it's like, you bet on like a certain number. I had a certain system, it will wank, obviously. But no, sometimes it worked. But like, it'd land on the number next to it, and you're like, fuck, that was so close in your head. And then you're like, you bet more, because like, fuck, it's going to be there next time.
I suppose the only thing I can compare that to is, I don't gamble. Every now and then I'll bet on UFC, because I do win when I bet on UFC. But the only thing I can compare it to is, I fucking love, and I don't know why, Teddy, grabber machines at Seaside. I would think nothing of sinking 15 or 20 quid in there. Verity has to tell me to walk away. Just to win my kids' stupid fucking teddies.
You could spend £2 on
a I could go and buy it cheaper. But just the thrill of it. And then when it picks it up and it'll carry it and drop it, I'm like, fuck! And then I'll put more money in. I've hit a machine before and been told to leave. Because I'll get that aggressive and wind up with it. And it's a fucking grabber, Teddy. It's not like me at all. I'm not aggressive and I've not got a bad temper.
You've got a Teddy addiction.
Yeah.
But, I remember I had William Hill app and I bet on horses. I had a treble. £10 each way. No, it weren't. It were £10 win for a treble. And for, like, on William Hill, it had highlight green. First horse won. Second horse when it highlighted green, and I kept like refreshing it, thinking, oh, fucking hell. Then I went off pottering around and then come back and that had gone green. So £10 for three horses to win, it's £790 I won. I was like, that was like my first biggest win. Yeah. And that was where, like, when it was under control, like when I was just betting on like football. And if I had a couple of quid, I'd bet on horses. I think it was a big event. It was John Smith's or Cheltenham or something like that. And I won big, and obviously my wife at the time was like, oh yeah, and we did loads with it. And then that money like come in handy. Then you'd have like decent wins, and I was just like, oh yeah, I'd make any excuse to laugh at about it. It's not funny. To go to shop. And when I lived in Blidworth at the time, you walk past the Coral. Yeah. You know where Tesco Express is?
Back when we used to live.
Then. Yeah, in Blidworth, and then obviously in Rainworth, there was a Coral there.
I will fucking kill you if you keep burping.
Lee, you scruffy cunt. You're trying to like, you're laughing.
It's under my breath.
Tim, we're trying to talk serious, and you're just fucking
burping downwards.
Your breath.
Dirty bastard.
You're like that fucking ghost off of Casper with green breath. What were you called?
I don't know. I just thought green slime. Yeah, my head's gone now. I've been drinking too much Thai rum. My head's gone.
Yeah, go on.
Let's get back. So, yeah, same in Rainworth, I had to go past the Coral. I had massive wins. I had a lucky 31 on Orson. It's like I'm glorifying gambling, but they were fucking good at times. I had a lucky 31, which is five. I had 50p each way, so it's a £31 stake. So you pay £31, 50p each way, five horses. 3-1, one placed and one lost. But if one of them had won, it would have been about fucking £6,000 or £7,000. But it made me about like 1,100. That was another big win. Then I won £5,000 online, rouletting, key bet roulette. I put £50 on a key, but I'd already, bearing in mind, I'd lost 500 in like 25 minutes. Wow. And then like I put £50 on this key and it was times 100 and I split and it dropped on it, so £5,000. So then that's it, you're hooked and you're in. And then I think in the next couple of weeks I spent that and another grand.
Jeez.
So I lost all that. And then I was getting like, I always made sure mortgage were paid. But then it was like, credit card at the time I had £3,500 on it, maxed that. Then I got an overdraft. This is, don't get overdrafts, anyone. Fucking credit cards. Well, I've got a credit card now. It's only like a grand limit.
And haven't they stopped
like,
you?
I do like small purchases.
Gambling though now on credit cards.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, it's a good thing what they've done. I mentioned that to you.
We mentioned it on podcast, I think.
They've stopped you using credit cards. The thing is, you can use your debit card. But debit cards, say if I deposited £200 on my debit card, I get charged £10 extra for your credit card company and that. But yeah, so about that £7,000 I were down.
Wow.
And I remember getting a loan from like Santander and letter dropping it home and ex-wife ringing me saying, oh, and I was like, oh, it must be one of them spam letters and lying. But then I were getting more and more loans and then going home and burning the letters on my break. It was like I were another fucking living. I was living another life.
Fuck it. Were you not worried all the time you were doing it?
No, it was almost like thrill seeking at times. But then,
did you not shit yourself whilst taking the loan out?
Not really.
Just the adrenaline kicking
in. Hiding stuff.
When it hits your back.
Yeah, but that I find that mental because I know you and I know what a worrier you are. Like you bought some new walking boots and it took you 2 weeks to make your mind up because you were worried
and
about
buying
them. And
I've had to go and change them.
Yeah, even though you've got money now and
yeah,
I just find that mental that you'd take.
That's just because
of
someone's.
Out.
That's nothing to do with
yeah.
money. That's someone's impact they've had on me, thinking that I weren't
negative.
Allowed to have anything. So negative impact on me, but that's nothing to do with that. I've got like you say, plenty of money. I'm more coming in, but like I just feel that like I'm still sort of in that position at times.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do. Like I overanalyze money now, and it's just what I had drilled into me while I was with my ex and stuff, and dementia, and everyone else influenced by it. Like that was that way I had to overanalyze everything. I quit smoking and everything. Obviously,
so
that's
what,
a good thing.
What
but
major? What were the final nail in the coffin where you had to go home and tell her?
June 1st. God, what year would it have been? 2016.
17.
What were we on? Yeah, 2016. 15 or 16. I'd say 16. Yeah, you might be right.
16%.
And I'd been paid. We get paid the last working day of month, so I think it was like, is it the 30th of May or something? The 31st of May, is it? 31st of May.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at that? Because you do it on your knuckles. It's right though, isn't it?
It's how I would focus you doing it.
Yeah. 31st of May. And big online bets, mortgage and things like that, big online bets, and I had about £20 on the 1st of June from getting paid about £2,100.
So you knew then that, yeah.
And then I knew my ex-grandparents had quite a lot of money, and I asked her, would they borrow me some money? She was like, why? And then I put phone down, and she came home, and I just told her it all, and I wanted her to be really mad, and yeah, it's just like, get out. And I was like, fucking like, wake-up call. Yeah, it's a bit serious, a bit deep, this podcast. It was fucking horrible, horrendous. And I went to gambling counselling. And if anyone's struggling out there, A-Pass in Nottingham, Clarendon Road, Stuart is a fucking lifesaver, I'm telling you now. It fucking works. It absolutely breaks you down, makes you feel... I was coming out of some of them sessions, crying, walking around, and then having to come home thinking, what the fuck have I done to everyone? But then, like, they almost like break you down and then build you back up.
Yeah.
And fucking, and it's free as well. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. And they do like drug and alcohol and everything.
What are they, volunteers then, that volunteer to do
it? No, I think they cancel.
Are they?
They do drug and alcohol, but they reckon gambling is worse than drugs. So they say to like, so they reckon it's just as bad as like the cocaine and stuff. Like, you well, don't know, do you?
If you look
like,
at now, all games the kids have got on their tablets and the phones, like it's all flashy, yeah, flashy, gamey.
Yeah.
And obviously, you grew up with this lot, this generation, it's flashy, flashy, gamey. And then all these games you get, these online games, you can download a Sky, you've got a betting site.
Yeah.
All these others have got betting sites, and it's just instant access. You've not got to go to the bank, get money out, walk into a bookie.
That's the thing, you don't see people. The cash change hands.
Yes. No. That's the dangerousness of
deposit,
it.
Deposit, that's it. Money's gone.
I'll admit, like, we'll get onto lottery now. I'll put the lottery on, and like, even my dad will say, oh, Michael, it's still gambling. And it is sort of, isn't it? But I'm having like a fiver, a tenner.
See, most of our lottery is a tenner, and that's like for your
Euro Millions. I've done that this week for the Euro Millions for like tonight. And if I get an email, I'm going to walk out on this podcast and never speak to any of these again.
No, we'll kill you and take your winnings.
But yeah, sorry, that's really deep. I didn't want it to be that deep, but you lot were looking at me like amazed.
No, it's a true life story, mate.
I've heard, we've spoke about it before many times, but even when you talk to me now about it, like, the sums of money you're talking about just fucking blows my
when
mind.
I like talking about it, and there's a couple of lads out there, I'm not going to mention the names, but they do listen to this, and I know they've come to me before about stuff, and some of my other mates who I used to play football with, it's fucking big thing now, gambling addiction.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, and I know some of them will go, oh, we could talk about that again, but nothing wrong with fucking sharing awareness for it.
No.
I tell you now, it is. It changed my life, but almost like now, for the good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I just had to go. Oh,
they do say that you go through horrific things to come out of
the worst thing were when I went back to my mum and dad's, and I dropped all my bags down, and I looked up at my dad, and he's the fucking strongest bloke I know, ex-forces, ex-fucking miner, and I burst out crying, and he couldn't look at me because he was crying. I knew I'd done something bad then.
Yeah.
But you found
He wasn't upset. He wasn't angry at me. He was upset because
you're upset.
Yeah. And he told me to stop. But yeah, I'd never seen him like that. So yeah, that was my like.
What did your mum and dad say when you told them?
Well, it's addiction, isn't it? And they're just asking like you, like why? Like what happened? And then you're telling them and they're like, we never knew you were like this. And I did three massive life events. I don't. Is it that? Like, I felt like I had no way out. Like, got married, had a baby, and bought a house in 9 months.
Yeah.
They're probably your three biggest life events. What you do in your life, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's somebody always asks you as well, have you got an house?
I lost a lot of friends, and you know this. You are them. You two, really, aren't you?
Yeah, not you guys.
Not you guys. You weren't about then, babe.
No, I am.
But you're here now, that's all that matters.
No, but do you think...
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it's subconscious. It was just probably my escape. That was my... Everyone's got a vice, haven't they? My vice now is Dr. Pepper.
No, but do you think, like... You know, I don't want to go too much into relationships and stuff, but do you think, like... I don't think you was in the healthiest relationship. Do you think that could have contributed towards your gambling as well? We aren't going too much into calling her a dementor.
100%, mate. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But when you're in there, you don't really, you think that it's normal.
Yeah.
And I were no angel, obviously, look what I did with gambling that, but other than that, I was fucking loyal, mate, and I'd do anything for anyone. I know that. You all know that, but yeah, I don't know.
See, I've watched blokes, when we've been in pub, just walk in straight away, 20 quid out the wallet, straight feed it into bandits. Yeah. And they tap.
I think it's
known. I'm a tight horse. I think, well, I'd have had to work 2 hours for that money. He's just fed into a machine. Yeah. He had one that you get people watching, and they all say, oh, that got emptied last night. I mean, that's not going to pay out. And they know how to play him, and it's all flashing lights to me. And I'm glad I don't know how to use them, and I don't know about these bets and spread betting and this stuff. I mean, I'll go in on Grand National, chuck 10 quid, go to the counter, get a sheet, it's got all your list of horses on, I'll go and look at odds, and I'll pick five what appeal to me of the most.
Yeah.
You know, 100 to 1 odds. Just in case, you know, they win. I know they're not going to win, but, you know, I'd...
See, with Grand National, all I used to do, apart from last year's, I just used to look and think what I thought were a cool name or what related
funny.
To me.
Yeah.
And I'd pick
some
that.
People just pick from colours.
Yeah. I've done that before. Yeah. But obviously, last year, Potter said to me, you need to pick these three and they're all going to come in. So I put back, this is the first time I've ever like listened to someone and put gambling advice. And Potter told me to bet on these three horses. I bet on these three horses and I won a lot of money.
Thanks for sharing, by the way.
I'm not fucking telling anyone else.
It's not your money, is it, dickhead?
I used to look at like trainers and stuff, and I've won big on horses before, but then it's not stood me in good stead. No. And like gambling wise, like total, like what I did, obviously it's not now. Overdraft credit card loans. I think it was 23,000 I did.
Jesus. Does that include the big sums you won, like the $5,000 that you won?
Oh yeah, I just blazed it. Yeah. Fucking you know, God. You know, you've got an addiction when everything is funny now. When everything's gone and you're betting on fucking virtual greyhounds at 1 a.m. and fucking Pakistan League under 11s. You know what I mean? You know them late night matches where they fucking in play. And like virtual greyhounds having like fucking Trixies and stuff on them and what order they finish in and stuff, trying to get like, oh yeah, just you know.
Not anyone that gambles on that, because my dad does that now. He's not a gambler or anything like that, but he will go through every league around the world. Just looking at odds, not looking at names, just looking at the odds.
Yeah.
If they've got a decent odds, like 1 to 2, he'll bet on that. Because the other side will be 13 to 1.
One of my customers.
Thinks, I'll do that. And he'll have a sheet of 30 teams.
Yeah, one of my customers, he does an accumulator and he'll pick like random teams from like Division 3 in Italy and Germany. And,
yeah, because they've got decent odds. Yeah,
and he'll put a tenner on and he'll get some like $15,000 back for it because he's picked these obscure teams. It's something I don't understand, like addiction in general. I don't understand gambling addiction, alcohol addiction, drug addiction. It's not... I've not got an addictive personality like that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've done like smoking. I quit smoking, quit gambling. Now I've just got to quit heroin. No, there's not nothing now. And what do you think? I think I've got an addictive personality. I think I have, but I don't know. Like what?
I don't know. I don't.
If it weren't for you lot, I think there'd be something else. Like, I've got you lot back now.
Porn?
Yeah.
Not porn.
No.
Midget.
Circus freaks.
No, because I don't like clowns.
When's Halloween, boys?
No, but seriously, this is really deep. We've spoke about this for a lot, and
it's
made me feel a bit sick, because you lot really don't know the extent, and that is a lot of money, and people out there will be like, fucking hell. They won't know that about me, but it's out there, isn't it? I've told a lot of people because...
They've asked, we've answered.
It's just honesty. And
yeah, but again, it's raising awareness as well. And like,
I told you, APAS at Nottingham, Clarendon Road, drug and alcohol, they saved me.
Total respect for people that do that. Total respect.
No one, no family, no one. I didn't listen to anyone. I needed that stranger.
Mm.
To tell me that what I'd done wrong and it was bad. And the first 3 or 4 sessions were like what the impact it's had on the family.
Yeah.
So where you're like, oh, you feel horrendous. Then it's like, right, come on then, let's get over this and see, let's put... And then they put plans in place for you and then you see them regular. It was intense for about 6 months, every Friday. I had to tell my work. I had to tell my work. And then they gave me every... They were... I work, I'm not going to say... the name out loud, because it's a private, secure hospital, but fucking shout out, they were great with me.
See, I know when I were a prison officer, I'd have had to have told the prison, because it'd leave me vulnerable and open to...
I work...
That's what I would say, is
that... loose lips sink ships, don't they?
So fucking rape quote, that and all.
Well, it is, though, isn't it? No, it's if you work in healthcare, or... any healthcare or secure services, relational security, loose lips sink ships. And I tell you what, the people, team splits and everything, you know what I mean? And stuff like that can really impact. You've got it in your own life. You almost, I would go into work for an outlet.
Yeah.
And if that had come up at work,
Did you find it was hard to admit you'd got an addiction or a problem, however you
want? Well, I didn't think it... Well, I just, what I told her at first, or told everyone at first, is, yeah, I've got no money. Well, I didn't know if it was an addiction, but then I was like, yeah, it probably is. And then I was just like, fucking hell, yeah.
What were your brother and sister like?
Sisters. Just everyone upset, so, yeah.
So it's massive. Not just your effects, is it? It's everybody around you.
The impact it has on everyone around you.
So and obviously you...
I was told, fuck, this is even deep, like, by my ex that I did this deliberately to Ronnie. You'd done that deliberately to him, to hurt him.
That's evil, yeah. Man.
So you're just trying to hurt you. Yeah. Poisonous witch.
Yeah.
But, like, talking about, obviously, your lad Ronnie that lot. So when he's... older. I mean, what do you have to be to gamble? Is it 18 or 16?
I'll tell him. Yeah,
is it 18? Yeah, yeah, will you be honest with him and tell him? And...
Because that was the demise of my marriage, wasn't it? So
It was an ingredient.
It was an excuse.
Thank you. Yeah, let's not get into it. But yeah.
But yes, no. I mean, will you like try and say to Ronnie, look, you know, don't make bad decisions when it comes to gambling. I've done this and that. Or will you just let him if he wants to?
No, if he wants to do it, he wants to do it, don't he? I don't want to be... I'd like to steer him away, but I'm a big believer in... I'll just give him wank tips and lose all his... No, I just want to be one of them sort of cool parents and just, yeah, let him do what he wants with me. I adore him and you lot know he's everything to me, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, let him do what he wants.
You're a good fucking dad, mate.
Cheers, we all are around this table, if I'm honest.
Might be a low life gambling addict, but you're a
good dad. That's it. Can we stop this now? Dad. Fucking hell.
Straight on Coral.
I'm just on the Betfred app. Lee, are you on that? What are you showing? What's that?
He's just showed why that can stupid you not show picture that Ross has put on me on
why
Facebook.
Why can you not show it me, then?
I can show it you, but not...
Not on here.
Oh, right, okay.
Can't see it. So... Anybody got up for us then?
Yeah, you know what I want to talk about.
Here we go.
Music.
Yes.
Like how it can affect you, like emotionally. I can listen to certain songs. Certain songs can come up radio, or I can play certain songs on Spotify. Shout out to Spotify because we're on there. And it takes me back to certain points in my life, certain memories, age group. I can hear certain songs and I'm back being fucking 15 again on Silston Common Rec playing football. Or
getting fingered by goalie.
I was the goalie. Someone got to finger me saying we're Adidas finger save goalie gloves.
Lee, get some cocoa. Get rum sorted.
Come on, you two.
I'm coming back to this music. I need a piss.
Are you having a kiddie piss? Are you going to sit down?
I'm going to get on his bed.
You make what you say. I mean, some, at the end of the day, you can hear a certain song come up radio or out somewhere, and instantly you're back.
Gary, do you want to be any fucking louder pouring that?
I don't want to be loud. That's really loud.
Tip the fucking glass.
Needs ice in it, mate.
Whose is it, Chuck?
Yeah, just don't give him ice.
Fuck it.
Right up to there.
But it's like, here we go. Some songs make you happy, like really, like yeah, 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 yeah. And then there's other songs that you know your eyes well up,
yeah,
because it's like it could be a song that were played at a funeral of a friend or a family member.
Unchained Melody played at my granddad's funeral. It don't upset me. I love it. It's one of my favourite songs, but it just makes me think of my granddad.
Yeah,
amazing song. And I'll wait till Chuck comes down. In fact, no, I'll just say it now. He'll probably hear. Excuse me, My Immortal by Evanescence.
Love that song.
One of my favourite ever songs.
Yeah.
And I will have that played at my funeral. But that song gets Chuck emotional as well.
For upsetting me. There's one that you play, it's Abide With Me, that always gets me a lump in my throat. Because whenever you go to funerals, That does, it gets me. Especially when you're at a funeral, you're emotional. Then that comes on it, and it is a favourite song of mine when you're there. Yeah. So, that does. But a recent one that does kind of get me is...
He's made you a drink, by the way, Chuck.
There's no ice in
it. It's Luke Combs.
Which one?
And we'll have a guess.
I don't know. Which one?
How much rum's in that?
Not much.
Taste it and see.
I'll put much in. What's
the other day? You're lying, bastardly.
Gaz that spread that drink.
Gaz,
why would you blame me?
No, don't do it purposely, Gary.
I haven't.
Right. As if you've called him Gary.
That was somebody.
Come on, what Luke Combs song?
When I'm leaving. Yeah, it's basically this song by Luke Combs, which is, he is a genius now. He's just coming up through the country scene like a rocket. It's a song basically about a young boy with his dad saying he's scared at dark and monsters are going to get him. Then it's midlife when his dad has to go away to war. And then it's where his dad's dying and his son don't want to be left alone. And because I've seen that many real life things on Facebook where, you know, these army personnel are coming home.
They choke me up.
And they honestly upset me because, you know, the family members, especially
kids.
Not just
when they're coming home to kids, when they come home to the dogs
as well. But it does choke me up because I do believe our armed force, I mean, in every armed force, you know, American and us as well, they put their lives on line. They don't get it. And they get called war criminals and this, that, and other.
They're fucking heroes. Anybody that is currently serving or has previously served have got my fucking respect.
Total 100%. Respect. So, you know, so they put their lives on line and... It's just that song, it just does it. It hits the heartstrings, so to speak, for me.
I was just saying, Chuck, Evanescence, My Immortal. That brings tears to your eyes. That's my funeral song.
They played that at my mate's funeral.
We should have done Sad West last, by the way. We shouldn't have started with Sad West.
Why is everyone trying to upset me on this podcast? Fucking hell.
But, like, songs that give goosebumps that make you think, wow, that's amazing.
Gaz, have you got a sad song that
gets you crying? I keep forgetting Gary's here because he just don't fucking contribute or talk in any way. Why are you here?
I thought it had a bleed. That was and it would just sat in a... sat,
yeah, come on, Gaz. What about you?
A song that, you know, well, yeah.
I think the only one that really gets to me is it December 63?
I don't know. We've all gone quiet. Chuck,
I know it's summer of 69.
Shock. It played at my ex's granddad's funeral.
December 69.
Who sung me? How's it go? Sing it for us.
Or a dickhead.
Why I'm not.
But you might jog us so we know what we're on about.
Oh, what? December 69?
63. Don't play it out loud, though.
I'm not hugging Gaz.
No, I won't mean it because Gaz's crying. I mean, the podcast might get pulled because we haven't got copyright.
Oh, what a night. That.
That's the one.
Yeah.
December. Oh, that?
Yeah.
Is it 63?
Yeah. It's called Oh, What a Night.
Fuck it. That, we all know that song is one of those popular songs.
If it said Oh, What a Night,
yeah.
I'd have known it.
Yeah.
It played to Grandad's funeral. Oh, they were wheeling him down. Oh. It were quite emotional.
I think the old classic.
I couldn't take my kids.
No.
I couldn't take Lola. I wouldn't let her go to the funeral.
No.
See, the thing is, with that and all, it's music is a very, very powerful, powerful thing. You could be in the... For me, I can be in a proper mood where I've had a really bad day where everybody's pissed me off. I've had road rage on my own where some idiots pulled out on me, not using
the
indicators.
Are you not thought it's about your driving, Lee?
No.
Yeah, it is.
So... You know, I can have a really, really bad day and I can come in and I can put some Andrea Bocelli on.
There was no need for that when they died.
It does chill me out.
Who does, Lee?
Andrea.
Bocelli. I use music to calm myself down with my head goes. Yeah. Going lay in my bedroom, turn all the lights off, put my headphones in.
Steps or S Club 7, which one?
I do, it's our shut off.
You know,
Sarah shut off from everybody.
You're being, a dick with that.
I didn't touch that.
It was Gaz that filled your drink up.
Gaz, I put that out in, mate.
Fuck off, Gaz, you'll put loads in.
I'm driving.
I don't know, Gaz, it's not funny.
This is a bit weird, but you know, at night time, I can't sleep unless I've got my earphones in.
It's very dangerous.
When we were down Rochester, I found that weirdest. Shit.
Why?
Yeah, go back.
Because you put headphones in, you just went.
I can't do music.
How can you sleep?
Yeah, and you know what I fell asleep to that light? Slipknot as well. Yeah. I've got Slipknot on.
I really liked every rock. Like, me and Luke have got fucking quite... I think Lee as well.
Lee,
quite an
me
eclectic.
And Lee have got very similar tastes.
Ramstein.
I've been to a lot of gigs and a lot of festivals, haven't I? Yeah. And hopefully I get to go to Glastonbury this year. If not, I've volunteered with two things to work, and that's your payment is... a ticket, but you have to do 3 8-hour shifts.
No wrong with that.
Yeah, so one's for water aid and one's for a shelter. Shelter, you work on a bar.
Fucking hell.
I think so, like, that you and Lisa would do it,
aren't you? Yeah. So, but someone who's really good at getting tickets, because I registered, and you have to put a photo on.
Did she do that last year?
She went on her own. But I failed in getting a ticket. I think it were like 7 minutes.
Okay, no.
Yeah,
but people go like, it's just people who don't even appreciate music. Yeah. I'm fuming that Taylor Swift's headlining, if I'm honest, but it's 50th anniversary. I'd love to just say to someone one day, I were at Glastonbury. 50th anniversary.
Like, when we used to work, you used to listen to Taylor Swift's Love Story. Constantly.
No, I didn't.
All right, then, guys.
I've not even interjected.
Oh. No, you interjected on me with Andrea Bocelli.
You greatest no need to... main stage.
I was going to do more music.
I did not. The best gig.
Best main headliner at Glastonbury you've ever seen.
I have been to Glastonbury.
No, you've seen it on telly though, haven't you?
Radiohead.
I've watched it.
Radiohead, the Karma Police when they did that.
I thought you said it was Stormzy.
I like Stormzy. I don't mind Stormzy, Luke, don't.
I don't like Stormzy's music, but I loved watching him on that Glastonbury.
I liked watching Dave, where that lad got on stage. You idolised him. I used to love Stormzy until he started being up Jeremy Corbyn's arse.
When he said fuck Boris, fuck Stormzy. We're all Tory, aren't we?
We're all Boris.
I enjoy Coldplay.
I'd love to see Coldplay live.
His first album was brilliant.
You fucking burped again, haven't you?
No, I've not.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Shut up.
It smells like Aribel.
That's not me then. First album Coldplay made was brilliant, but after that, they just went weird for me.
Obviously, you know, everyone knows I'm a massive Oasis fan, Liam fan. You say your favourite song. I've got everything. Buzzcocks, Lars, Cast, yeah. Blue Tones. There's certain songs. Fucking, look, last couple of days, Lionel Richie.
Yeah, no wrong with a bit of Lionel
Legend.
Richie. You had Whitney on other week.
Yeah, I had Whitney on. Yeah, Luke's a secret Whitney fan. Quality Whitney was amazing. There's that new documentary coming out about Whitney, isn't there?
Is there?
So keep an eye out for that. I don't know if it's Sky or...
Because it's just a shame what happened
But what they're trying to portray her as, she was always a crack addict or whatever.
She was always nasty.
Yeah, always nasty.
Bobby tried to get her off it.
Yeah, so that's what they're trying to portray. That'll be interesting. So I think it's... Yeah. I don't know if it's Sky or... I've seen it advertised. I don't think it's Netflix. It might be Sky Arts. That's where they usually have all music stuff, isn't there?
So, has anybody got, like, a song that if you hear it, it really cheers you up, makes you laugh?
I ain't got a song that makes me...
No, they really, it reminds you of a time where you did something daft, or on a film scene where you love it.
You know that, who is it? Hall & Oates, Make My Dreams Come True, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
That makes it, like, that, when so that you, song you're comes on, yeah, 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 yeah.
I think whenever you hear a song from a Rocky film as well, that just gives you up.
I know a song that will make Chuck cry.
What?
Don't.
From Guardians of the Galaxy. Not
time
to make it. Yonder.
Take it easy.
What about you guys?
That's your fault.
I love that. I fucking love that song anyway. Song,
to be fair.
You are?
But I like the first song in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Come and Get Your Love, the first one.
Yeah,
the first one. Let's get this out of the way.
Collecting vinyls, call I collect vinyl. Fuck off, Ross.
I've got some vinyl somewhere.
Listen, I've got one, and I want to show it to you. I'll have to bring it. And it's like, the cardboard's all fucked off. I got off a market, and it's like all the old, like, Disney tracks, like off Jungle Book and that, and it's from like 60-odd.
Bastard.
Fucking hell, stop interrupting. It's from like 60-odd, and it, you know, just, and I thought it's not going to play. I paid 99p for it, and it fucking does, you know. Like Jungle Book and stuff like that. I've got a full like case of them now. I've got everything from like Nirvana. I've got NWA on vinyl.
Did you get that kitchen floor I told you in earlier, where they'd made a kitchen floor out of vinyl?
Yeah, I want a clock. I think you can get your own vinyl of your choice and send it off to someone. Someone I work with said they're going to let me know about it. I'm really interested. Just music is everything for me. The last The last one, obviously, was when I went to watch Liam. Right.
I do apologise.
Liam and Gaz are laughing. They're laughing about a burp.
They're not laughing, mate. It gagged me.
They passed out. I told them.
I hope you did pass out. I
apologise. I did.
And it was a clot.
Cheers.
I'm mad about it. Well, you've made that drink and I'm going to die after that.
Why does he keep going on at me?
I don't know, because it was Gaz that made that drink.
But Gaz won't do that to me.
See, you know me, like, there's very few albums that I've got where I can listen to an album from back to front. So from the first song to the end song, and love every track on that album. But the first song, the first album for me, that were Linkin Park Hybrid Theory.
See, I'd say that, but there's just two songs. That techno-y one, can't stand that. That gets skipped. See, but every other one loved
it. No, Luke, I'm not agreeing with Luke.
I were at school, I think I were in year 7 when that come out, and there were Linkin Park Hybrid Theory, first album I had where I could play all the way through and love it.
You end up getting Udi as well.
Yeah, Linkin Park Udi, yeah.
Def Leppard is still.
And then I had Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP, listened that to and Linkin Park, Hot Dog, Chocolate
no,
Starfish,
Limp Bizkit,
and Hot Dog
Flavor Limp Bizkit, you mean?
Yeah, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I had My Generation on earlier. Yeah. But Led Zeppelin, Mothership.
Yes.
Meatloaf, It's Hard to Tell.
No. Let's go on to Meatloaf. My ex loved Meatloaf.
You can't hold that against Meatloaf, mate.
It's fucking. And she said, I love the best friend man ever.
The reason.
No, Lee.
Is that on the wedding
because
song?
You've had 5 weddings.
I like cake.
Good answer.
I tell you what, you're all going to absolutely rip piss out of me here, but there's. It's not the song, it's just the person singing it and just everything together on it.
Gary Glitter.
No. When?
Rolf Harris.
Right. You might have lost, lost profits.
Fucking what?
Fucking Eli Kids.
She auditioned on... she auditioned on Britain's Got Talent and it just made all airs on my neck stand up. Susan Boyle. I dreamed a dream.
You were singing that there on your Snapchat.
Yeah, he was singing it earlier. Amazing. He's been dying to bring that up. It's
Susan Boyle, that one where she, you know.
Yeah, because you know what? I love it because they're all taking piss out of it because how she looked.
Exactly. It's one of the most watched videos.
Big up Susan.
Yeah, big up Susan. There's only two that's done it, and that was Susan Boyle when she sung I Dream the Lewis. And then I look, Leona, but that black guy that sung that Whitney song on America's Got Talent, I can't remember his name now. And he sung that I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
The one I played the other week.
Wow, it was amazing. If you go on YouTube, you'll find
his name. No, I'm not. You know what? You know what I want to find? Luke, you'll like this.
Don't play it, though. If it's
No. I'm just going off. I'm going off America's Got Talent or American Idol. I don't know what it is. I like the Rat Pack, and I know Luke likes that.
I love them.
Those sort of like Dean Martin style roasts on a
proper music.
And Dean Martin were better than Frank Sinatra because Dean Martin could sing and Frank Sinatra just spoke.
But I liked My Way. You know, I've got to. Fucking, that's a massive debate.
What
you've just said, and Lee's turning. I like Sinatra. Yeah. But Sal Valentinetti.
Who?
This guy, I'm showing these guys pictures.
Keep your phone.
He did American, and he did My Way, and it was just his Italian American.
Heidi Klum
and
loved him.
It's just the Heidi Klum loved it. That
because
video,
his confidence
for me. That's all about you. Don't need to be the best singer if you've got
proper. You need to watch it.
It's a full video, Luke, and all his family there. And he delivers pizzas for his cousin's pizza.
And his Uncle Paul is sat at the proper entire
family.
He's
got a cigar. They just,
and my beautiful mother's in the audience.
Yeah, the matriarchs of the family are the most important. You'd love him, Luke. If you like Sinatra, you know his voice is he's fucking better than
Sinatra.
Who's
the other guy that did? He were on America's Got Talent.
Sinatra speaks like Luke says. I like Sinatra. Dean Martin.
He sang where Sinatra. So, Lee, just keep wiping the table while
I'm here. Sorry, I do apologise. I've seen an interview with Michael Bublé. Can't sing.
Wait, Michael Bublé only comes out at Christmas, so why?
No, he doesn't know. You fat that.
He's been quiet for a few years, aren't
you? You look at the stats on him.
Is Michael Bublé Santa?
No, right. Well, anyway, Michael Bublé had this interview, and Michael Bublé can do impressions of singers. He does Elvis, he does Sinatra, he does Bobby Farron, he does all on. And you need to. I'll find it for you and let you play because he does Sinatra and he does all on them. And you'll see there's difference. And he tells you what's different about their singing styles. And that's why I mean, I thought, oh yeah.
I'm not shitting on Sinatra. Sinatra was fucking amazing.
Cool as fuck.
Dean Martin, he's just a better singer. I've got a cool story about Sinatra, actually. Tom Jones, when he were younger. Tom Jones was mint as well.
Mint still is.
He met Frank Sinatra at whatever show it was or something. And they got on really well. Had a few beers together. Yeah, probably in Vegas. And Frank Sinatra gave Tom Jones this card and says, look, if you ever get in trouble, ring this number and say I've given you this card. And Tom Jones was like, yeah, fine. Put it in his pocket or his wallet, whatever. Didn't think of it. A few years later, Tom Jones, I don't know what happened. I think he got into an altercation and again, this bloke, fucking good hiding.
Tom Jones?
Yeah, Tom Jones. He was a big lad back in the day.
Fucking big youth. Hey, yeah. Did you see my...
So he gave this bloke a good hiding. He did something like, gave this bloke a good hiding. And this bloke were wanting to take it to court, were wanting to take Tom Jones for loads of money. Yeah. And so he found this card out. They remember Frank Sinatra getting it. Rang it up and just said, my name's Tom Jones, Frank Sinatra's gave me this card, so if I'm in any trouble I need to ring it. Tell us what's happening, get up details and that. Never heard from this bloke again.
Wow, fucking hell.
Yeah, just that rate. Everything would drop, never heard from this
bloke. So you don't know if Sinatra paid him off?
You don't know anything.
We need to do a full pod on music because we have got us three here have got an eclectic taste.
Yeah, it's so varied.
Gaz
he just stood at the door like a fucking killer.
Gaz, don't do that. It's like
it's even worse because there's a fucking mirror there. Look behind you.
Gaz, outdoor open for me. I can't see it, Paul.
Odor.
I said hold.
Oh, I thought you said odor.
No, there's only one genre of music I can't stand, and that's thrash metal. You know where they?
Oh, Dragon Force.
Yeah. No, I can't. That.
Country music, you know what? I take the piss and I'm all about what's his name? Brett Hart.
Luke Combs.
Oh, Luke Combs.
Who are you on about? Brett Young.
Brett Van Hart. But I like a bit of Dolly.
I've listened to a few.
That's third bottle of that. I know.
Yeah, but look at that. How much rum? That was rum.
He put half a glass of rum in.
He did, mate.
Gaz, you're a spacko.
I didn't do it.
I'm glad you finally admitted it with Gaz.
Why are you lying? I can't believe it.
Chuck said I wouldn't.
It wouldn't be leaked because it's tight and it's his.
Lee, have you got eating on in here?
And that's his fucking
breath. No, my feet are freezing.
No, I can't afford eating, pal. Rub them together.
Come here, let me suck your toes.
Feet are horrible, aren't they?
They're hanging.
You don't have like to put
God made all the body, and he made mine, and he probably thought, in his thought, ginger, give him a lazy eye, a ginger beard. Oh, don't put that Muslim rag on him. I can say Muslim, if that offends anyone. Fuck off, Lee.
Oh my god.
Fucking pod's gone to pot now. And I didn't say Muslim. I am digging a bigger hole on
you. You are, stop.
I said Muslim. There's nothing wrong with that. But Lee's got this fucking dressing gown. And I nearly said something about it. I won't say it. But no. It's like his mate worked somewhere and he got him this dish dash and a robe. It is quite nice actually, but nothing wrong with being Muslim, but it's. Yeah, well, I'm not saying no more. So yeah, we're not Muslim, but Luke's been wearing it tonight, so.
Gaz wore it for longer
than me. Yeah, so Gaz wore it, yeah, so I'm out of that, so these two are.
I walked upstairs and fell over in it.
We're at Lee's Mosque, Woodass.
Oh my god.
No, but seriously, like, music wise, I could go on forever. And
you three.
Here's standard. Right. Right, so. And Luke's he hammers me about Oasis. Luke, favourite Oasis song for you? And I know there's loads. I know a lot of what's,
you know what,
mainstream stuff, but I know a lot of like
Little by Little. I love it.
Wow. See, I was expecting, like, I like that because people say, oh, Don't Look Back in Anger, Wonderwall. No,
Little by Little. I just love it.
I like that. Is that a Standing on the Shoulder of Giants album? It's quite late on, isn't
it? Yeah, it's late. It's late on. But
don't quote me on that
song. I could just listen to it. All while.
For me, it's Masterplan. It's Rocking Chair.
Yeah.
And he did it at that November gig. And obviously the person I was... And Gas Panic. You probably won't know that song. You know, to be with a person who appreciates it more, and then you're just like...
I can't even, though, you know. I don't think it'll ever happen.
No. Have you not seen the tweets today?
No.
They've been, like, offered 100 million and Noel's turned it down.
I just think
100 million. And Liam said he'd do it for nothing. They've offered Noel 100 million and he said no.
If they couldn't do it for the Manchester Arena tour.
You know why? Noel is up Bono's art and he's a prick and all.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think Noel's jealous because Noel, in my opinion, Noel was always known as the musician of the band and the
band. He's a great songwriter, but there was a great tweet a couple of years ago.
That's Luke.
You've just heard Luke say that. Get out his arse, Lee, you prick.
There's a few. I'd say that I don't like Oasis. I do like a bit of few of them.
I think my favourite. She's Electric.
That's
so what's the story? What's dad? Track 9 on What's the Story Morning Glory.
That's my dad. Electric.
See, that album, What's the Story Morning Glory, that reminds me.
That's me at school.
My dad had a red Peugeot 205 at the time, and we used to have that on tape in car when he used to come and pick me up from shower, but take me to Barnes, we used to play that. And that just reminds me of that, especially She's Electric, because my dad always used to sing along to it.
That's probably my favourite after all.
Yeah.
Number 10 was on that album was probably my favourite track, What's the Story Morning Glory. They actually... It's like that helicopter.
Yeah, it starts.
At the beginning.
What's up?
There's another Oasis song I'm trying to remember that I like. It's Liam singing it. Oh, yes.
Is that it?
No. That were on the... that one.
Everyone, listen, right. Liam's just released acoustic sessions on Spotify, Apple Music, probably everywhere. There's probably 8 or 9 tracks on it. A couple from his new album, but there's Cast No Shadow, Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, right, so.
Acoustics. What was it? What's the other one? Oh, Sad Song. And that was a... Noel sang the vocals on that, but Liam doing it, it's better. Noel's got a great voice. And, you know, Noel and High Flying Birds, first album was all right, but then they did... There's a studio version of a song. You need to... It's giving me good... Right. Look at that. I've got goosebumps now. Noel singing...
Sorry, I was just distracted by a Huawei watch. I can't even see your goosebumps.
It's a song called Dead in the Water. Turn the lights off. Get that on. There'll be tears. Great. So in his studio, they did it in Ireland.
You know what, though? What fucking I don't get is that Liam's selling out arenas and Noel's... Is it Sherwood fucking Forest later this year?
Yeah, he hammers him on Twitter for that. Yeah,
it's...
I should have been.
I don't mind him doing that because it's more for the local people.
I should have been going to Alex.
It is, but he's not doing that by fucking choice, is he? Let's be honest. He can't sell an arena. That's the only reason he's doing it.
Sunday Morning Call.
What?
Oasis Sunday Morning Call.
He just picked that out from a list.
No, it's on my favourite list. Favourite tracks. Look, it says it at the top of my phone.
It says Fiji, you know.
No, that's the name of another song, mate. But down there, like Oasis Sunday Morning Call.
Fiji.
Gary, Sunday Morning Call. Now. You can read.
Told you what. Full on LD.
Only part LD. Anyway, you've lots been to my toilet. Why's me bowl at Saturday's...
I saw that when I went up.
Yeah, that was me. I was speaking in it, doing my Bane voice.
Fucking child.
It echoes better.
I use it basically in a bath for washing sores off your head. Nice.
Luke Trump. Why did I say Trump? I'm drunk.
We can tell.
Yeah. That's what mum said.
Jesus. That was my comeback when anyone ever said out at school, like your mum or your dad, like the dad, and they'd be like, oh my God, really? I'm like, yeah. And I'd let them believe it for ages. Fuck them.
You are a fucking nutcase.
No, they shouldn't tell a fucking stupid joke, should they? Should actually get some proper material.
But I don't even care. So, I just care about you lot. Hey, he's had a drink. Hey.
I remember when I had my first beer.
We had to run the Wazzy Gaz. Yeah, let's cheers to that.
Oh, look, yeah,
get him, get in the ice, Gaz.
Yeah, Lee's at work Friday, so he's not had a drink.
Friday, a few days after 13th of March.
Get me oven tomorrow.
Do you?
Yeah, get me oven. Oh, so
hang on, hang on. Does that mean you're going to... Cook us some food then.
I'm a fork.
A fiver at Eddie's head?
Yeah, that was a joke.
Fiver a head?
No, it weren't. What? Yeah, it was £10.
That was a joke. Fiver head.
Keep it fucking vanish, innit?
Yeah, but I'm cooking.
Vanish. I love Vanish. Oh, it's really big shout out to Vanish at Glatwell as well.
Hey, Chuck. Mam tour. Straight to Vanish.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Luke were going to do that this Sunday, but it's given bad weather, heavy rain at Mantua. We're going to take kids up, and obviously, like, the first mountain. What an achievement that would be. Like, obviously, I'd have to carry Ronnie most of the way, because he cries walking up a one valley.
When me and Lee did it, can you remember that little lad that went up with his dad?
Yeah, he was so proud of
him. You know, every peak, I watched that ginger bloke the other day on peaks.
Yeah.
And it just that touch, you know, when I will fucking 100% cry when we finish that. I don't care, right? I don't care if I've got fucking blisters everywhere. I'll cover them. I'll get one of you to carry me. I'll take it in fucking turns. I'll be crawl. Too busy carrying I me. Am fucking doing that, and I'm doing it under 12 hours as well.
I'm taking a sled, so just go down on that.
I'll jog. I reckon I can run.
I'm just rolling.
Run down. What I struggled with when me and Gaz did it and we were doing that great ridge, going up stuff, it's fine for me.
Going down, it
hurt my knees, and Gaz were better going down because I've had obviously them football injuries with like patella tendons, ACLs. So going down hurt me. So the poles, what I was watching on, like on my night shift overnight, sorry, work, but I was watching stuff at work, are just using that 30% on them poles.
Yeah.
We'll to be fair, it weren't good terrain going down that side of that. That one path, we just made that.
And then all the natural springs we found.
Our initial wall in that place wasn't a path at all, were it?
But to find
14 sheep fields.
Yeah.
But we on the way back we did. But then that farm is the right path when we got to in them nice houses. But then when we find that broken Felling road, our interest is that broken road at Mantua. Like they kept trying to build that road, because they're all landslides. They just got rid of it, and then all that like wiring. They were trying to what you find, and they were like, and then I jumped over edge onto that other brick, and I was like, oh, I best get back now because that could slide. But yeah, we had a good day out, didn't we? And I just wish really it were good. All of us. And
I loved it when we were on them rocks taking, we got some really good photos, didn't we?
Yeah, the only fear we had was still we were going to chuck his son off him. Yeah,
but he got pretty close.
But we need to, like Luke says, like, obviously me being with the girl I'm with now and the dog. I want to take that dog. You love dogs, don't you?
I love dogs. He does, though, no.
He is, honestly, the best dog like, ever. He don't even bark. And he just walks for miles. He's amazing.
Spaniel, only they will walk for miles.
Spaniels just like, do that. They can zigzag on you.
So going back to, like, we were going to do Mantua with kids Sunday. It's, like, every rain, but then Monday, like, every snow up there. Well, you don't realise it's 660 metres in the air. Yeah.
When we went, it was freezing, wasn't it, like?
Got to the
top. Yeah. We couldn't see.
But did you see fog? Couldn't see nothing. Then all of a sudden it just cleared.
It cleared fog, when we were up there.
Temperature inversions.
Yeah.
Because I've watched it. Dads were impressed with that. But yeah, all over Edel Valley.
And they just cleared.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, it just opened up.
That video, I've got a good decent video on my phone of that. But
hashtag Chuck Scenes.
Chuck Scenes, yeah. But no, that is coming ever closer. And I couldn't think of any other blokes to do it with. Tyler, who's not here.
Yeah. Is Stu doing it with us or what?
I don't think
Probably not. Is Stu alive? Stu, are you alive?
Yeah, he's at Gate.
Oh, he's
his second home.
But Lee, I know why you say like, if it takes me 24 hours, I don't want to take you that. I want to push you to do it under 12.
If I can do it, I'll do it.
You're gonna do it.
Well, I'm gonna do. I mean, in under 12, I'm doing it.
Oh, you will.
If you do it in under 12 hours, Chuck promises you'll sit and watch Star Trek with you.
I'll buy food for you. Whatever you want.
Now that's an incentive.
Domino's.
Domino's.
I got a text on way here from Domino's saying 2-for-1.
They're the only people that text me
Tuesday.
2-for-1 Tuesday. I thought, do I take one or not?
And I get just eat.
I'll eat my own. Lee, what are you doing?
I tried to fart.
He's doing that fucking pirate face.
Trying to fart.
I have a bleed. I will buy you. I'll buy you Chicos.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice on you.
See, that's nice. I will buy him Chicos.
Yeah, but after we've done this challenge, I don't want it to stop.
When we do this three peak challenge, I think we need to go the day before and come back the day after as well. I was speaking to a guy who comes into my shop and he's done it, and he says, if you're going, you need to make a weekend on it. He says, you need to go and you need to have a proper night's sleep the night before, not... Because if it starts at like 6:30, so we'd have to set off at like 2 or something. And he's saying, don't do that. And he says, and after you've done it, he says, you are not going to want to drive anywhere after.
Can we not like get like a motorhome or a fucking something instead of an hotel? Like I would camp. I would camp because I'd sleep camping. No, I won't.
Lee won't camp.
No, Lee won't camp because fucking Mr. Tumble's had his way with him. I'm telling you.
Well, I think close to time, we need to look for an hotel.
To be honest, though, somewhere. I would camp, but I can't.
Why?
Because if I don't use my sleep machine, I can't. I won't be able to function going up the mountain.
Yeah, camp then.
Die that night.
Yeah, well, camp then, die.
I won't die. It's just, I'll get up and I'll feel like I haven't slept at all.
Yeah.
And I'll be totally drained before I even start it, and it'd be a waste of time.
Yeah, but then as soon as I put, like, Rocky, No Easy Way Out on...
We'll start all jogging together.
Yeah, you'd run up. And you go, MS Society. Because that's who Gaz is doing it for. Shout out to them.
Yeah. I think the Rocky soundtrack is going to be played a lot.
I am taking my headphones because, like I said,
yeah,
there's going to be some points where I don't want to talk to none of you lot.
Yeah.
Where I'm in pain and it hurts.
There is. I think we need to realise that. I'm taking my earphones and it's not to be, but there's going to be some points where you're going to need some music on to drive you. Or even
space.
One might be there, we might be apart.
There's some points where I'm going to be listening to Whitney.
Find Chuck crying at one at Pete's.
Just to go to the ball rocking.
Where's Chuck? Just there, touch topic.
We almost had it all.
Yeah. I've just got my Oreo Speedwagon on repeat.
Fucking hell, what a song. I bet that's been on today.
Well, definitely, I've had it on today.
Yeah, I've cried. the quality, aren't they?
So I just think on the descent, I'm just going to play the song that we're at Yondu's.
When I come off that third peak and there's still 8 miles to go on with, and I see that where we have to check in at that calf where it's about a mile away,
you know,
and
what
I see it and I'm going to play My Immortal.
You know what I'm going to do? I think we'll all be at different stages.
No,
I'm
we won't.
Gonna,
I want to finish it together.
I'm just going to run to the front and I'm just going to shout, Avengers! Assemble! And we're all just going to fucking leg it there.
I'll just casually come up on his side of my
on your left.
On your left. then just throw up my hands in pockets. On your left.
I'm just going to run to the front and say I've won.
Well, in competition time.
Yeah, I'll run to the front and say I've won. Oh, and yeah.
I think it'll be a race between you and Tyler.
I think
we'll win. I think because you and Tyler will just be fighting over it. Like.
No, I think me and you will.
I don't think I will.
I think we will because you're stubborn and you will stay with me. And I'm a fast walker. And
you're a fast walker.
I know, yeah. But and that's not purpose. That's not.
No,
like,
when we were at Ryan Renner.
When we did that one, though, I was surprised that I thought I'd struggle.
When I saw all your Snapchats, I was like,
I think it's going to be me and you out back.
Oh, obviously.
You never know.
I have been training, though. But I don't. The thing is, I'm not being like disrespectful or anything. But I don't want to like keep waiting and like freezing up. If I'm in a groove and out. But I want us all to do it together.
We will.
And I think you will. And I think that us, we won't be that far.
But see, I'm dieting.
But there's
a guide.
There's a guide, and obviously there'll be a sort of a set pace.
Well, I know that you do have, like you say, where you have that van come up. Support vehicle and you use food out. So
no, they're not. They that support vehicle's not a Chinook, and no one's getting early.
But I know that you've got a fast group, a medium group, and a slow group. From watching these videos, I've watched.
I'm not being in slow. 100%.
We probably end up
no,
behind.
No, you're not.
You know, but I know. But then there's obviously going to be times where if you work at your times, like you think, yeah, we're going to have time. We're going to definitely do it in that 12 hours. You'd wait a bit and then like catch up and start again.
Because that is the challenge, under 12 hours, and that's what I want
we'll
to do.
We'll do it in under 12 hours.
We will do it.
I think we'll do it by quite a bit under 12 hours. I don't think we'll do it in 11 hours and 53 minutes or something.
Like that bloke. I'm aiming for 10. Him who ran it did it in 7. Well, he ran just
downhill, stopped, went to the shower.
He had a fucking shower like under a waterfall.
I'm thinking... We'll get it like then.
And he kept in his car.
You know what? I think on your flat, you can make good time up. Yeah, no, wait. On your flat, I think you can make good time up, push off. Yeah, we might struggle and fall behind on the ascent, going up the peak. Yeah. But once you're up there, you have a breather for 10 minutes and then straight down.
Get a sarnie down here, some dextrose tablets, whatever you need, and then we'll go again.
Yeah.
All right.
And Lee, just don't fall again because that nearly killed me.
Good.
How many times did I fall, Gaz?
Mate, that woman. I kept hoping you slid
gracefully.
I kept hoping Gaz had fall when you were recording him walking over that little bridge thing.
Balance made it well there.
Yeah, well, run over. Sorry.
Oh,
we're done now.
I'm done.
But do we not have to stop this one and then?
Yeah.
Oh fuck it, let's run over.
No, we're done.
Wow, what time is it?
Oh, Lee's fucking 8:05.
Bye, guys.
But yeah, we'll get wrapping it up anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Lee, they've definitely had a dog moving next door.
Yeah, I think what they've done, they've locked it in the kitchen area and they've gone to bed. Obviously, they're trying to train it, but I think it's still too young.
It sounds young.
Yeah. I think they're interfering with it.
It does.
And I will bring the podcast on.
And with that, we're done.
I'm guilty.
Chuck's had a drink.
Yeah.
And his voice is deep.
husky voice.
Why did you message me today saying, can I book in for 9:30? Did you mean at night on Thursday?
No, at morning.
You don't
appointments Thursday night.
5 onwards.
Oh, sorry, I thought you're open all day.
Yeah, I do, but anyway. I just do appointments like Thursday night, so I'm not fucking shop all night.
No, I thought you were going to be all day. So you don't shop Thursday?
Do.
I'm Casper.
Thursday night?
It is.
I'm on training this week, aren't I?
Oh, what time did you finish?
I've my last appointment's at 7.
No, that's not fucking good.
Wow, what time did you finish work?
I'm booked.
No, because I wanted to get
there. You work Saturday?
No, I'm off Thursday, so obviously I've got a physio, not a physio, a sports therapist.
Lee, stop
draining
NHS. Shut up.
It's not, it's paying for this.
Fucking hell. Nah. Private.
Yeah.
Fucking
hell. I'm going to send a wanker, they're not going to touch me.
What time are you booked in?
9 o'clock. It's in 9 till 10 for an hour, yeah. So I thought 10, that's what I said after 10.
Yeah.
So I could instead, because I'm over this way,
yeah.
I didn't want to drive back home and fuck about when I could training. Just. You just wank, can't you?
Yep.
Selfish prick.
Did that. I only cut you out all the week, didn't I? Just your beard.
Yeah, just his trimming.
Mine's decent.
Yeah,
I hate it. Did I'm fucking.
Yeah, we know. You're the one that you ever fucking put on Instagram, just saying.
Yeah.
I need booking this Thursday.
He has got the weakest beard, though, out of all of us. Gaz has got a great beard.
Greyest beard.
What, gayest?
Yeah.
Oh, greyest.
No, Lee's is greyest.
We've got television that coming down, please.
TV? What for?
Crime Stoppers.
Opening day.
You're already open.
Fucking hell. No, sorry, not. If you can hear, like, yelping dogs on this pod. It's Lee's neighbours. That were right, lad. That
Yeah, opening day. Just answer it.
I'll have a word with
them. We've got about 6 TV channels and that coming around. Interviewing people.
Fucking
hell. Sorry, I'm booked in for Thursday.
Name drop the podcast.
Shout out fucking Cal Tyre. Cal Tyre.
Yeah.
No.
Shout out Cal Tyre.
Fucking shout out to this podcast.
Yeah. When you turn around, you're working on a tie, just shout out.
When
they
interview
you,
just go, excuse me, can I ask where you got this microphone from? Because we need one for our podcast. This is My Lad's Resort. Available on Spotify.
Yeah.
Facebook page.
Twitter. An anchor.
Yeah, anchor. I think we're on other platforms. I need to double check. Somebody said something about us being on Apple as well.
Fucking hell, I'm not bothered about Apple.
No, me either.
We're boycotting Apple now.
We're all Android, aren't we? What? What are you? Apple?
You.
Wow. Apple. Chuck, look where he's going his hand.
Who?
Gaz. Apple.
Is that an iPhone?
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, because I'm fucking Tyler's arse. Look at that, right. Like Huawei GT2 watch, Luke. You need to get one for that. Look, just you can.
It does look mega, but
change all these. Look at this. Look, hang on. My resting heart rate, 61. Cool as a cucumber.
We're not an Apple.
You are.
We're not an Apple.
We're not.
No, just check.
Good. We'll stay away from Apple then.
This does regular
Mate,
stress tests on
it's
you.
The worst phone in the world. I hate Apple.
Yeah.
That is
Gary's personal opinion. So Apple, please.
Gary Lound. I hate iPhones.
Model
Village. I don't know his address.
Yeah.
Going back to Note, Samsung Note.
No,
I had them all before.
Huawei.
The P30 Lite has dropped
all the way up to.
Was
four.
It today or yesterday?
I don't know.
Had them all.
Right then, guys, let's get wrapping up because I need a wee really bad. So, we'll, I don't know what night we'll post this one out, but we'll...
Yeah, a couple of days.
Yeah, so guys, to you listening, We want some feedback. We want some comments.
We don't want feedback.
We do. We want to hear what our thing is. Not begging for no. Just get it done.
Just drop your phone number.
And Lee says, if you're interested, can you swipe right on Tinder?
That would be really weird.
Can I just say, like, with our peak challenge, everyone is doing fucking amazing on Just Giving. And Luke's got his... if you go to Frankie and Arnie's, Barber, shout out to them.
Yep.
Absolutely great cuts. Great beer trims, hot towel, cold towel shaves, and great banter all the time. And obviously he's got a pot in there for Bluebell Ward Hospice, is that right?
Bluebell Ward Children's Hospice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Chuck some money in, or just give Luke a tip and he'll chuck it in there.
Yep.
Obviously Lee, he's doing it for Dementia UK. Aye. Obviously he's Just Giving's available on his Facebook page. Gaz, MS Society. Gaz is not doing so great, but... And we all keep sharing it. Just chuck some money in.
Is it? You're in.
He's,
tin,
he's got. Yeah, but Gaz. Yeah, but Gaz has got some. He's got some great stuff at work.
Sponsors.
But he's Just Giving. It's not obviously. I won't say not doing so great, but obviously.
My Just Giving page is shit. So come on, donate to
yours. Yours higher than mine.
It's not. I've only got 190.
I've got 73 quid.
Yes, but Gaz, it's 73 pounds. Yeah, but Gaz, it's 73 pounds.
50 quid in sponsors.
Well then,
Gaz, it's £73 that they wouldn't be getting. So. Obviously, you're doing something amazing, and we all are. It's not about... I don't want to make it... We are all a bit competitive. So, yeah, someone's got so much than other, but who cares? Like, just keep donating, guys, and we'll smash it, and we'll try and vlog.
We'll try and do something all the way up there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll try and do something
get
for the pod.
A selfie stick, and we'll do some...
Well, I've thought about a GoPro, haven't I?
Yeah, GoPro.
The new Hero 8, so... Watch this space and we'll see if we can do something with that and filming it, alright?
Alright, see you later, guys.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye.